Mr. Chairman, we did have a request for Mr. Sergovic to move up case number 12069 to the beginning of our public hearings. I don't see him in the hall, though, so I'm not sure.
Yeah, and I know he had requested that for a legitimate reason. I was going to suggest that we move that ahead of old business due to his situation, but him not being here, I don't know how the board wishes to handle that. If you wanted to move it up after the old business item and see if he's present or not, and then perhaps handle it from there onward.
Gentlemen?
Which case number was that?
12,609, Todd and Allison Moyer.
I move that we move case number 12609 to the beginning of public hearings.
Second.
Motion in a second. Mr. Hastings?
Aye.
Mr. Horvil?
Aye.
And I too, so with a vote of 3-0, the agenda has been
amended.
Approval of minutes for July 12th, 2021.
I move that we approve the minutes for July 12th, 2021.
Second.
Motion in a second. Mr. Hastings?
Aye.
Mr. Werfel?
Aye.
And I too. So with a vote of 3-0, the minutes for July 12th, 2021 have been approved. Approval of findings of fact for July 12th, 2021.
I move that we approve findings of fact for July 12th, 2021.
Second.
Motion in a second. Mr. Hastings?
Aye.
Mr. Werfel?
Aye.
And I too. So with a vote of 3-0, the findings of fact for July 12th, 2021 have been approved. Mr. Sharp.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This is the time and place for hearings before the Board of Adjustment. There are a number of public hearings this evening, and to proceed in an orderly fashion to ensure full participation by those present with an interest, hearings will be conducted subject to certain rules. All persons in attendance should conduct themselves in an orderly fashion, take directions from the chairman. Unruly or disorderly conduct will not be tolerated and may result in expulsion from the room. Sussex County and its zoning and land use decisions does not discriminate against people based on race, color, religion, national origin, handicap, disability, familial status, sex, creed, marital status, age, sexual orientation, gender identity, or source of income. Public comments made on the basis of bias and stereotype concerning people within these protected classes will not be taken into consideration by the board in its deliberations. Each application will be announced. The applicant has to come forward and be sworn in. If the applicant is appearing via teleconference technology, the operator asks for the applicant. The applicant will then present the case, explain the request, and present any exhibits or testimony in support of the application. The burden is on the applicant to address the statutory factors for advance or special use exception. Copies of the standards can be found on the table at the rear of the room for your convenience. The board may ask questions of the applicant and any of the witnesses. The board will then invite public comments. Supporters go first, followed by opponents. Please identify yourselves by name and place of residence for the record. All persons must be sworn in order to speak. Please be concise with your statements and avoid being repetitive. All persons present who have spoken with regard to the application, the operator will call and ask for any persons interested in the application wish to speak. Those individuals will then be sworn in and allowed to testify. The board may ask questions of supporters or opponents. If you have questions for others, those questions must first be directed to the board, and the board may then direct the question to the appropriate individual. Once all testimony has been presented, the public hearing is closed, and the case will be voted upon or tabled for consideration at a future meeting. If you're here for a case listed under old business, please understand that no new testimony or evidence will be taken unless the record was held open at the previous hearing. All board matters are discussed and voted on publicly in open session. All persons present may stay throughout the evening to view or remain online to view deliberations at the end of the agenda or to call the board's office in the morning for the result. These proceedings are available to be viewed live on the internet. If the board renders a decision this evening, please be advised the decision will not be final until the written decision is approved by the board and filed with the board secretary. Any action taken prior to the filing of the written decision and expiration of any applicable appeal period is taken at the property owner's risk. For the courtesy of those here this evening, if you have a cell phone or pager, we request that you turn it off for the duration of the meeting. And for those participating via telephone, when you're on the line, we ask that you limit other noises such as televisions, music, and conversation with other individuals. Thank you.